In Pranic People Part 6, we look at mindsets and recoding the biosystem, plus what pranic living is really about, the perfect inner teacher and guide, the importance and joy of silent stillness, freedom of choice, overcoming our mental limitations and people's problems with their conversions, getting rid of unrealistic expectations by being well informed and having sustainable methodology, the emotional and mental signs of pranic consciousness, emotional and social sustainability, immersion and pure chi infusion, plus being vegan, then on raw food, juice fasting, the need for flipping, for re-identification with the experience of that which feeds us, the role of the biosystem temple, the perfect path and pattern for you, and powerful, loving recoding. Hello everybody, this is Jaz Maheen, continuing on with our free online series for Pranic People and understanding more about pranic living, how it is possible to be nourished physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually from a source of energy that is always pulsating and flowing through us so that we can be free from all human hungers and live a life where we are deep in peace, have so much love, have a heart filled with gratitude, and see and witness, experience constant grace. This is what pranic living to me is all about. Now, the longer people stay in this pranic consciousness flow, the more we realize that it's not about physical food, whether we take physical food or not. Once we've gained this freedom, then we realize it is so much more, and that being nourished all the time, eating all the time, but from prana direct, is just one small gift of freedom. But we know through this online series that many are very interested into the hows of this physical gift. It is a freedom. It's a wonderful freedom. And I want to begin by saying it is your body and it is your life. You are the master. I am no one's guru or teacher. The perfect teacher, as we keep stressing, is your own pure essence nature. I cannot recommend highly enough the joy of silent stillness. Now, silent stillness doesn't mean doing nothing. It means a deep state of being, where we are one at one with that which breathes us, to the degree that we are anchored, rooted in something so powerful that it doesn't matter how the world responds to this idea and this field of possibility. I love the fact that now I'm in China. It's a rainy day and I'm in a hotel room and the visuals aren't stimulating like a good documentary or movie. It's because this is just about us speaking heart to heart, me sharing the things that I've come to understand these last 24 years that I have had this freedom of choice. Now, it is a freedom of choice. For me, in the beginning, very difficult. It was a gift I was given unexpectedly. I wasn't looking for it. I wasn't chasing it. However, like Hira Ratan Manik and Tian Ying and many others who've been involved with this as long as I have, we just clicked into this way of being that we couldn't fully understand. Although I'm sure for Hira, it was easier because India has a history of solar gazing. And for Tian Ying, who came from China, she too comes from a history, a tradition of 6,000 years of knowing that when you are deep in that qi energy from the practice of qigong, that this is a natural byproduct. But for me, it came very unexpectedly, and I had to overcome many mental limitations, and that is going to be the topic of our sharing in this video. So far, we've been talking and not really offering deep pragmatics, but we will as this series goes on. We are releasing this freely to the world because there are a lot of programs being offered now amongst the pranic people community, you could say, that many people are telling me is incomplete. For example, people do the 21-day process, and the aftermath of this, I find, is sadness, division, disappointment, feelings of failure. People seem to feel that they can do this 8-day process, a 9, a 10, 11, a 21-day process, and they will be given this gift, but that is not true. It's about frequency matching. Now, we need to be so deeply immersed in an energy pool that can feed us all the time so that we no longer need to take physical food and can stay and be healthy. When we are really being nourished by prana, we are emotionally fed and are in a constant rhythm of pure peace. Our eyes are shining, filled with light and love. We are not in control games or ego games, seeking recognition or fame. That is an old pattern of mental energy. We are not in judgment that this way is better than another, for we understand that all patterns of energy are perfect, or we wouldn't be called to step into them. We wouldn't be magnetized to them. But it is also wonderful to be well informed and understand that this is just about immersion, being infused so powerfully by that which has the capacity to feed us physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. So, what do I notice? One, people are rushing. Pushing their bodies to achieve something their bodies aren't ready for. And so, in our previous videos, we asked you to examine your motivation. Then we gave you two techniques from the kinesiology testing and the breath testing to measure where you are at today. What is your current physical body prana percentage? Now, when you know this, you will not fall into the trap of unrealistic expectations. If you are called to do any process, to be with those who are offering different methodology, you will go into it well informed and knowing what your physical body is ready for. You won't need anyone to tell you that you are fully pranic because you will be able to test this. Signs are obvious. One, you will be super, super energized. You will not be tired. You will not be weak. Two, you will find your sleep patterns have changed. You will need less sleep, not more. Three, your weight will have stabilized and you will find that you are stronger than ever before. Now remember, the first mental toxicity we carry is an idea that if we're not taking physical food, the body will probably become weaker. That's not true. We are taking food. Remember, we eat all the time. And not only are we eating all the time, but we are ingesting cosmic microfuel, which is like the best petrol you can give your body. It's like the body is a car and you can feed it like a car with poor fuel choice, junk food, processed food, too much sugar, heavy diet of animal products, all these things. And your car, your body will eventually break down. We have obesity, we have heart disease, we have diabetes, we have so much now that is a real issue in our world. And at this point, we would like, as your educational program for mental realignment, to watch the movie Forks Over Knives. Now, this is an incredible movie that will prove to you and show you that when a human body ingests too much animal protein, diseases will be triggered. So, the first thing to understand is the fuel grade choices. You can be from meat eating, that's a choice, to vegetarian diet, eating a well-balanced vegetarian diet that many cultures now embrace and are finding they are much healthier because of that, if you get the proper nutritional range. You can then be vegan, and many people are exhibiting great health from a vegan lifestyle choice. Oberon, a beautiful man from Brazil, has been nourished by prana for such a long time, along with most of his family. Now he is promoting healthy vegan living. Yes, he is nourished by prana, but he realizes that we need to go through a step-by-step process. So you might like to connect with what he is sharing and many others in the world about vegan. So step-by-step, where are you at? Can you just lighten up your diet wherever you are? And this is what we recommend. If you've been eating meat regularly, can you drop the red meat and just have white meat? Now, when you're socially and emotionally comfortable with this, can you then go to vegetarian? When you're socially and emotionally comfortable with this, can you then go to vegan? When you are socially and emotionally comfortable with vegan, can you then begin to explore, like so many others, raw food? Look at the Raw Food Network. They have done so much research. People like David Wolf and others are in constant education mode regarding the benefit of raw food. Watch the video, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. This is great educational data of an Australian man who was suffering obesity on a lot of pharmaceutical drugs to handle different physical ailments. He ended up in the Raw Food Network, ended up on a 6-month juice fast, transformed his whole body into health and fitness and wellness, and was able to be free from all medicine. Joe Cross is his name. Now, I've watched many people heal themselves just by juicing on an alkaline diet. So, research, and take advantage by educating yourself of the research of others. So, stages. What's the first mental toxicity I find in this? Rushing. People wanting to push their bodies too far, too fast, even if they've got high pranic percentage when they're not emotionally or mentally ready. So research, read, and or watch the video of the fat, sick, and nearly dead, forks over knives, and be very informed and help your family as you journey into this by educating them. Watch these videos together so they can see the benefits of a lighter diet. So maybe you're on raw food now. What next? What about juicing? But beyond that, we need to look at the emotional support and the mental support and mental toxicity. And one of the early ones to arise is this idea that we will become weaker if we're not taking physical food. I get emails from top athletes all the time and strong athletic people who say, how will I maintain my strength if I'm on prana? I found I used to do an hour yoga a day before my conversion, and after I could easily do 3 hours. My physical body's ability to become stronger and stronger is quite amazing. Not only that, you have increased levels of sensitivity to the voice of the body, talking to the body, and this is one of the important steps too. What is your mind-body connection? Are you able to sit in meditation as the pure essence being you are, not a human being trying to be spiritual, but already aware that you are this pure essence, formlessness, expressing through this temple system that has form? This is one of the first mindsets. We flip. We are not trying to come in an ascended state. We are already ascended, a part of us. And the flipping of identification with that pure and perfect part rather than too much identification with human egoic personality self. Now, people who are identifying with themselves as a limited human egoic personality self of mind, emotion, body, this is not the path for them. This path is for people who have already understood that we are divine beings in form, experiencing life on earth, and that we have been given an incredible bio-temple system to dwell within. Your physical, emotional, mental system is here to serve you as you experience this realm and this life and enjoy the senses of the body. But we have intuitive sense, our sixth sense of intuition, our seventh sense of knowing, and this is what is guiding you in the pranic path right now. You're knowing that this is a truth for you, and then honoring your intelligence and doing the research, absorbing what others are sharing, but formatting through trial and experimentation what is right for you. So be aware what rises within you. Let's look at this deeper. This is a huge subject. When my body converted, I was very well aware of nutritional needs. I'd been a vegetarian for a long time by choice. Before, I was mainly on raw food by choice. I found by experimentation that my body was stronger, healthier. I rarely got sick, so I could maintain my busy life as a computer programmer in the financial field that was also raising teenage children. So busy life. But behind that, I was often in deep meditation, silent stillness, exercising, doing my yoga and meditation as well. So all of these things of spending time kept me fit, strong, healthy, mentally clear, and in deep emotional peace, so I could exist in a career-orientated life and a normal life in a healthy, happy, successful way. Play, play, play. The first thing that arose within me was thinking I needed external supplements, that while my body moved into pranic living without me seeking it, that I may still need to take something like spirulina. Now, this is interesting because my inner guidance, my voice of intuition was I needed to trust, dive in fully, and let my body do what it intuitively already knows how to do. Your system, your body consciousness has within it this infinite intelligence that breathes it and gives it life. It knows the perfect path for you. It knows what is right for you, what is the perfect pattern for you, and it will guide you. So pay attention to your intuition and your sense of knowing what's right for you, but let's look practically. A mental limitation. I had to let it go of everything and trust. And what I was shown, that I got stronger and fitter and healthier because I was being nourished all the time. I had to flip mentally to understand that what was nourishing me was what the same energy that has brought all creation into being. And as we said in an earlier video, if it can bring a universe into being, if it can give birth to a planetary system, if it can support the human system in that giving you all the molecules and atoms and everything that you need to have structure, and if it's in your structure, because many people say to me, I believe there is a force that is all-knowing, all-loving, everywhere within me and around me. That's true in my experience of meditating upon this force. Well, if that is true and it's in us, then yes, we expect it. We command it. We invite it. Okay, from here to the body system. Okay, body, I love you. I trust you. I want you to feed, get all your vitamins, all your minerals, everything you need to be strong, fit, and healthy, self-sustaining, self-regenerating. Get this from pure prana, from essence source now. I give you permission to feed yourself in whatever way you need, from physical food, or from prana, or a bit from both, whatever works for you, end result must be perfect physical health. Wow, now what does that do? It lets go of attachment to outcome. Your system knows already, it's already bathing in this essence ocean. It knows its true master. It's the most amazing, complex biocomputer that has ever been created. Do not underestimate the intelligence of the human design. Your body repairs itself. Every few days you might have a new stomach lining, every 2 years a new skeleton. It knows that it is a self-sustaining, self-regenerating mechanism, but it breaks down through toxic feeding, toxic feeling, and toxic thinking patterns. We get so caught up in limited paradigms from standard educational systems that we restrict ourselves with so much mental toxicity. So this is our sharing now about mental toxicity. Wait, let's look at this shortly. We have begun in this video to look at mental toxicity and the need to change belief systems. Take a moment. Now, say to your body, with great love, as the essence you are inhabiting this temple, do it with me. Body system, I love, I honor, I respect your intelligence. As a pure essence being, I am in this form. I invite you, nourish yourself into perfect health now. Open to receive all your vitamins, minerals, proteins, carbohydrates, everything you need. Take this, absorb this, direct from source, from essence, from prana chi, or and from physical food if required. Bring yourself to the perfect field of nourishment. Whatever is for your highest good, end result must be the attaining and maintaining of perfect physical, emotional, mental and spiritual health. This is my command. So it is. So it is. So it is. Make this truth now. And then you begin lightening up that diet. You've opened your system with clear, mental, heartfelt intention to feed in a different way. We will continue with our next video, looking at the stabilization of weight and some other mental challenges that people have in this journey. Mental, emotional limitations that are important, I feel, to reformat and recode out of. This is Jasmine sharing a little of my journey, research and understanding in the pranic living reality. The highest wisdom. Many people say that they want the purest, highest teachings, and so they go from one wise one to another. Yet the highest teachings for us come from deep within us. The purest, most profound teachings come from deep within the essence ocean, and it is in the silent stillness within us and around us that we can all hear the holiest voice of intuitive knowing that we can ever know. Its wisdom is the purest and the most perfect for each one of us, for it knows us so perfectly, for we are its expression in form. This is what guides us through pranic living. Stay tuned for our next video.